I'm James Driver. I'm a psychotherapist from Christchurch, New Zealand. I specialise in video gaming addiction, and I completed my master's research into that topic as part of my training. Well, modern games are obviously a lot of fun. They're designed to be really engaging, to put players into the role of the hero. But also games meet a lot of different psychological needs, and they do it in a way that's very easy and very consistent. So games provide players with a consistent and really overcomable challenges. They provide them with a clear sense of progression, a sense of kind of direction, what you need to do to achieve the goal. Online games these days provide players with a sense of community and belonging, of being part of a team, of sort of overcoming things together. And they provide players with a sense of kind of potency, of strength, when they become good at the game, when they, you know, beat those challenges. So they meet all of these psychological needs, and because they can do that so consistently and so easily, it can be very easy for people to get sort of sucked into that, to start playing more than they intend to. And over time, that can become one of the only ways in which a person meets those needs, which is where you start to see the problematic and addictive gaming starting to happen. Well, I think it's often got a lot less to do with exactly how much somebody is gaming and more to do with how and why they're gaming. So if a person's gaming to have fun or to play with their friends, that's less likely to be an issue than if they're playing in order to escape difficult things that are going on in their life, or to experience a sense of control or power. So it becomes too much, really, when they're using it in a way that becomes destructive, or once it starts to have negative impacts on other areas of their life. I think some of the main warning signs are really around where you start to see the negative impacts in other parts of their life. So if they start, you know, not performing as well at school, their sleep schedule starts to get disrupted. If they turn down social engagements with friends in order to play more. And I think one of the most significant warning signs to look out for is when they start to use gaming as a coping mechanism. So when they're starting to use games to escape from stresses or difficult things in life, that might be, you know, conflict in the family or bullying at school, or, you know, not doing well on a test. So if they reach that point where they're starting to go straight to the games as a way to deal with the negative feelings that creates, I think that is quite a warning sign that, you know, it might be starting to become an unhealthy way of gaming. I think if somebody, for whatever reason, struggles to meet particular psychological needs outside of the games, then there's a risk factor there. So, you know, the research around this kind of supports it. So, you know, somebody who might experience a lot of social anxiety, who has struggles to connect with people in their class or with their peer group, might find that the games provide a very easy way for them to get that connection. So there's a risk factor there. Somebody who might be experiencing, you know, a sense of kind of powerlessness or, you know, an abusive home environment might turn to the games as a way to kind of escape from the feelings that creates. So I think anything, any situation in which a person struggles to meet the kind of the needs that games provide is potentially at risk of using the games as the way to meet that need. I think, again, you know, many of the similar traits that mean that a person finds it difficult to meet some of their psychological needs. So certainly social anxiety, somebody who might be prone to depression. I think in many cases as well, you know, people who readily engage with the kind of the challenge and the, I suppose, the kind of the complexity of many of the games today, which require, you know, quite a lot of thought, quite a lot of cognitive ability to really engage with them and perform well. So for some people, you know, who might not be being challenged at school or anywhere else, the games can also be very gratifying from that perspective, and that they provide a very high level of challenge.